prophet Isaiah says, seek the Lord while he may be found, call on him while he is near. And King David wrote, God would not despise the contrite and brokenhearted. And God says through the prophet Jeremiah, you will seek me and you will find me when you seek me with all your heart, and I will bring you back from captivity. Now, King Josiah experienced all those truths from God's word in the way he handled being king. It was quite a reading there that we heard, that Josiah turned to the Lord 100%, and then he invites all the people around him to do that. There were elders, there were so many names, probably, you know, 15 or so people. You know, make sure you get in on what we've tried to do, moving to God, hearing his word. And then he gets the whole nation and says, we're all going to follow the Lord. And what a great example for us, that you and I may not be a king of a town or anything like that, but also we are called to lead others in terms of our own example and what we say to follow the Lord. That's part of his calling in our lives. So Josiah did that, responded to God's truth. 31 years of being king, heading towards repentance and closeness to the Lord. So God used Josiah to be a good example of turning to the Lord over the long haul. Okay, turning to the Lord over the long haul. And here's a picture of his life here, based on chronology. 8 years old, he becomes king. God can use children. Great thing about Josiah, he was given a lot of responsibility while he was young, and apparently he didn't get proud, you know, till his whole life. He trusted the Lord the whole way. Toward the end, he kind of rejected a warning that he was given, cost him his life. But he was 100% heart, mind, and soul, all trust and follow the Lord. So this is quite a thing. 16 years old, he begins to seek the Lord. Okay, it takes him a little bit. And at least 4 years of praying to God, you might say. Obviously, continued that throughout his life. But, okay, I'm going to start, ask God what I should do, give God honor, a four-year prayer meeting. Okay, that's something you and I could participate in our own habits, you know, devotional closet. My devotions used to be real consistent. That's an important time with God. Or you could start as Josiah did. Begin to seek the Lord. See what God will do. 20 years old, God gives him the conviction. All the stuff in the land was against the Lord in terms of their worship and idols, things in nature that they bowed down to. And Josiah, he just goes consistently to wipe out all these things, smashes them off into dust, puts the dust of what they are on the people who worship them, and 100% repentance in that way. 26-year-old Josiah reforms worship, or the place of worship. Now, you might say it from this one, Josiah loves church. Okay, he wanted that to be special between the people and God, and so he did some things in the temple to aid that. And you and I could take that as an example. You know, be like Josiah. You say, well, by the grace of God, I love church. I love to worship God. I love to hear God's word. I love to give and receive friendship, strength from others. That's church. You be like Josiah, longtime repenter, then you can love church, as Josiah did, about 27 years old, fairly young. And then shortly after he reforms worship, he hears God's word. And his response is immediate. Okay, he tears his robe. And we're going to talk about what that meant shortly. But he is impacted by what God has to say. And not only that, he wants to do what's right immediately. He says, oh, let's get some people who know this word and get them in here and let's study it together, because I really want to know what it means. So you have a good combination there of action, of what you know, and continuing to seek God in his good work. So that's what Josiah does. And killed in battle at a relatively young age, had a warning, didn't take it, so he gets killed. And then shortly after his life was over, Jerusalem gets destroyed, and the people are carried off into captivity. And so it ends sadly, but God said, I'm going to bring my wrath because of the times that the people had not followed the Lord. But the point is, still, Josiah sought the Lord anyway. Someone said this, the difference between bad religion and the good news of God is this. Bad religion says, seek God to get something out of him. Seek God to get something out of him, you know. You go to church, you might get a job. Or read the Bible, you might, who knows, you know, win the lottery. Some dumb thing like that. But for the gospel, it's seek God, obey God to love God. Okay, obey God to love God. Don't obey God to get something out of God. That's paganism. Obey God to love God. Turn to God to experience who the Lord is in friendship and in trust. And so this is what Josiah did. He was a great example of that. And Isaiah, we're going to hit that one later. I'll do that. Isaiah learned two things in a big picture, or Josiah learned two things in terms of a big picture with the Lord. Number one, the perseverance of God, following the Lord over a long period of time, and also the perseverance of the saints. The Lord was faithful to Josiah 31 years. It's a long time. And it's great to see how God has blessed you over the long years of following him. And then the Lord is faithful when we are faithless. Okay, there were times it took a while for Josiah to get rid of all the things that were bad. Years. God helped him to continue to co-labor. And then the perseverance of Josiah himself. He follows the Lord for 23 years, takes the long walk in the same direction. And if there was an attribute I would pray for that God would share with you and I as Christians, it would be perseverance to follow God for the long road. Okay, perseverance to follow God for the long road. God's consistency and faithfulness is a quality he has. He wants to give that to us also. And we could sing every day in our soul. I've decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Okay, that's that. Consistent obedience, daily, joyfully, with the Lord. And, you know, perseverance as a quality helps us in many areas, not just our relationship with God, number one, but also it helps you at work when you feel like, I can't handle one more day of this, that's it. Helps you in key relationships in your life, friendships, marriage. Lord, give us perseverance to stick with God's ways, no matter what. Also in ministry, you know, serve the Lord with gladness from the time you're 8 years old to the time you go home. Talk to some people. We're so glad you're helping out in children's church, you know. Oh, yeah, I'd like to do that. But, you know, I've done it a year and I'm kind of tired and, you know, that's it. Come on. No. It's not perseverance. You serve for the long haul. And you're an example to help others do that also. Okay. That's what you want to do on the job, in your relationships, in the ministry. That's what Josiah did. So two examples we can follow Josiah with, how he sought the Lord, how he humbled himself. He begins to seek the Lord at age 16. You and I invited to do the same, using the Bible and the hymn book, to think of every day as an opportunity to seek the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. That's a praise for any day that God gives us by his grace. If you saw the story, it's kind of a rough edge story. Don't watch it with children. Called the Book of Eli. In the Book of Eli, one guy, kind of inspirationally, he has the last copy of the Bible on the earth. And he has to get this Bible to a library. The library happens to be out west. And so the whole movie, he repeats the phrase maybe a dozen times or so. I'm heading west. You know, he has all these conflicts. He has to get through his own limitations. I'm heading west. You know, he sniffs for the Pacific Ocean and so forth. But consistency, the day the Lord has made to seek him. You could do that today. God says, today is the day of salvation. You say, I never became a Christian. Hey, August 9th. Oh, I received the Lord and I begin to follow him like Josiah did. The day the Lord has made. Today is the day of salvation. Give us today our daily bread. Food, but closeness with Christ. Today. Encourage one another as long as it is called today, the book of Hebrews says. So what plans do you have for this week? Well, I'm going to strengthen as many people as possible. Praying for them, talking, serving, however God leads. And there's no better time than right now to follow the Lord. Great thing about Josiah, he had key moments where he kept going in the right direction. And you and I could do that also. Hymn breaks it down a little more. Hymns. You know, I need thee every hour. So you go from seeking God every day to seeking God every hour. I shared before, and I'll do it again because we have a lot of new people. When my son was 2 years old, the youngest one, in Children's Hospital for exploratory surgery, internal bleeding, can't find the cause, pretty big deal. You know, we were there 5 days already, and it was like, oh, this is really scary. So I take a walk outside. I just got to get some fresh air. Walking down the street, you got Oakland there, you know, 30,000 people milling around here and there. I'm walking behind a lady, and she's singing. She's singing, I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. All those people, you know, I happen to be walking behind this lady singing about how much she needs the Lord. And I thought, this is good, you know. I need God like this, as does my son and my family. And that opportunity to seek God in the moment. It's yours. It's mine. And then even more fully, moment by moment, we're kept in his love. And there's life from above. Josiah also knew the benefits not only of seeking God, but of brokenness and humbleness before God. That's something only God can do. We don't want to fake that. He hears the word, he tears his robe. That meant his heart was broken by what he heard. Okay, he heard the law of God. I'm sure he heard, love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. Oh, we're not doing this at all, I'm sure he thinks. You know, it was a turning point for Josiah. And this is years after he started doing what was right. He was saying, I'm sick how disobedient I am. It's a good way to be broken. And contrite. God doesn't never turn anybody away who's like that, you know. You guys, Lord, be merciful to me. I want to obey you, and I've blown it time and time again, and God picks you up. So Josiah, he is experiencing the grief of God. When we sin, we do grieve the Holy Spirit, don't we? You ever think of God being grieved, sadness? That's very intense. You know, God doesn't experience anything like just haphazardly. When he grieves, all of us should grieve. So Josiah's heart is broken, as one missionary said, by the things that break the heart of God. And then he responds immediately to God's word. And this is a challenge for all of us Bible guys and gals. He wanted to do what the word said right away. Right away. And then he studied. And then he continued to do. So don't forget the doing part. I have 8 Bibles in my office. God's not impressed. Right? I can study those Bibles, look into them every week. I like that. I could spend the whole week in there and not do anything else. God said, that's a stupid way to be. Follow me. You hear the word and do it. Do it. Okay. For every time you study, you should go do what it says. Otherwise, you're delaying obedience. God is not impressed with my 8 Bibles or my knowledge so much as He would want me to and you to do what we hear right in the Word. So it's a devotional. We say, this is what I could do today. You know, do what God says. 7 times someone said, and it'll become a part of the way you follow the Lord. And so this is Josiah. He was impacted immediately. He was broken. He knew he had nothing going for himself but the grace of God. And God said, follow me. But the word is, I'm going to spare your life, but I am going to destroy everything around you. And you know what? Josiah was still interested in having everybody follow God. Point, I think, for us is, look, follow God. Revival is worth it in our soul, even though the wrath of God would come upon the evil that is around us. Okay. Follow God, again, for God, not for what God will do. Now, the mercy and judgment of God still comes. And to humble ourselves like Josiah did. Andrew Murray, we're coming to the close here. He said, being humbled by God, it's not self-condemnation or self-hatred. Okay, just you don't sense any of that in Josiah. It's not self-condemnation or self-hatred. But because our self can never free us from ourselves. Instead, God's law breaks our heart, and in God's presence, we're humbled. Every time we know we're loved by God, it's certainly a humbling thing. We say, thank you, Lord. So don't just look at your sin, look at the Lord. Okay? And the increase of the Lord in our life gets us away from the self. And then Josiah's whole mentality, I think, and I was helped by this, he was not somebody who relied on his willfulness. Okay, we're going to do this, I'm determined. He responded to God by being willing. Okay, so it was not in his strength that he would lead the people to turn to God. It would be in his willingness. I hear God's word. I'm going to change with God's help. And to be like Josiah, you know. For some of us, it's turning to God for the first time. Seeking God, being broken by his word, getting rid of the idols that, so according to Hebrews, the sin easily besets us. And to say Jesus is our Lord today, we could seek him. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you for each example in your word of your love impacting a soul. This King Josiah, what a great example. Could we follow you 31 years, still going in the same direction, seeking God, impacted by his word, getting rid of the garbage, worshiping you, dear Lord. Help us to be a pattern for us. Deliver us from short-term commitments. And when we're tired, that means we need a rest. That doesn't mean drop out of the faith, you know. But help us to be impacted like you, like Josiah was. Bless each dear person here. And thank you for each faithful one. In Jesus' name, amen. We don't want to rob Sunday school for the fellowship time. And the victory is done out.